Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? I hope that these last couple of weeks have been great for you, and I hope your 2022 is starting off really, really well. So as I thought about it, and as you know, the year kind of progresses, I think I am going to move towards a bi-monthly podcast release, so every 2 weeks. I kind of had the breakthrough yesterday or the other day, just because I'm looking at my class schedule, my research, my TAing, and it's going to be a little bit intense, and I want to make sure that I give really good attention to all of you, those of you that listen, you know, to make sure that I'm providing really good information and good quality product, if you will. But I also want to give that to my job as well as school, and you know, that's super important. We'll see how this goes. There's a possibility that I might take a break just to focus on school, but I think the bi-weekly podcast schedule, I think will be good. That also just gives me more time to be able to like look up more interesting topics that you guys might want to listen to, which also in that vein, if you have any interesting topics that you want me to talk about, let me know. It could be now really ranging anything, not just houseplants, but also anything about horticulture, since that's what I'm going to schools for. Because then maybe, you know, I can sort of transmute. Would transmute be the word? Translate? Either way, I can give you all of the information that I'm learning in school as a horticulture master's student. So, you know, I think it would be fun. In any case, let me know, either send me a message on Instagram or email me. Let me know if there's anything in particular you actually want me to discuss. I have some interviews in the works. We're just planning out schedules as of right now, and then we're going to go from there. But I'm really excited for my next interview. It's going to be really, really exciting for me. It's sort of a personal goal of mine, and I can't wait to achieve it. It's like, I could see it. It's like coming right at me now. So I'm so excited for that. And I hope you guys will be too. So this week, I want to talk a little bit about grow lights. So for me, grow lights are obviously a really important tool, especially if you live anywhere really, really far from the equator, because the further away from the equator you get, usually the less amount of light you're going to have naturally. You know, think about winter for a lot of us up, well, I guess I can't really say us in the Northeast anymore because I'm not in the Northeast, but, you know, as you go higher up away from the equator, in winter, the sun just appears less and less. So something that's really important to use, if you can, and you should really, are grow lights. So not any sort of light will do for grow lights. Now, there are some plants out there, things like philodendrons and whatnot, that can kind of live off of just plain fluorescent lights, the plain lights that we have. They're not going to be the most ideal, but they can survive off of it. But what we want to do is we want our plants to thrive. So there's a few things you want to consider when doing grow lights. Now, some people want to say that, you know, oh, you should, I don't know, get grow lights that are purple or red or pink, because that's what they're going to utilize the most. No. Well, scientifically, yes. They utilize a lot of that type of light. However, they do require other light as well. Now, the spectrum of light, there's a huge spectrum of light, especially visible light that we see, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all that fun stuff. And we want to make sure that we're giving our plants essentially all of those wavelengths. So you do want to get a nice sort of white, if you can, light. Now, when you're looking at lights, there are grow light specific lights that you can purchase. You know, if you go on Amazon or any shop really that sells any form of light, now they'll have like grow light specific lights. Now those are fine. For a while I was using grow light specific lights that I bought off of, unfortunately, Amazon, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I wonder if I can find exactly the light that I'm using and sort of tell you the price at which it is currently selling at. Because I've had personally a couple of different grow lights. One just being sort of just the light that I have now, if you will, like that comes with your house, right? So that can obviously work as well if you really, really needed it to. Something that I prefer though is getting actual grow lights. For some people, like I said, that's a little difficult to do, but I'm gonna see. Aha, here it is. So this is a pretty bog standard light. When I bought it, it was only like $7 on Amazon, and I'll tell you, it works pretty well. It's currently unavailable, so you really can't get it, but it's an LED grow light for, this is the whole title, LED grow light for indoor plants, 68 watts, sunlight, full spectrum grow lamp, triple head plant light for seedling growth, blooming, fruiting, with auto on off timer, 3, 6, 12 hours, timing, 5 dimmable levels. So when you're looking at grow lights like that, a couple of things from this grow light that really resonated with me, if you will, that I really, really preferred, was the fact that, one, there were three different heads, which you could move around, which was even better, so you could really mold it to your space. It had an automatic timer for 3, 6, and 12 hours, which is so incredibly important. Where I was living in Syracuse at the time, you know, in the winter, barely any sunlight. So I got that, I would put it on a 12-hour timer, and I was good. All my plants were extremely, extremely happy. And it was dimmable, which is even nicer. Because depending on where your plants are seated underneath the light, that's sort of going to tell you how much light they're getting. If you're about, depending on how strong the light is, if you're about a foot away from the light, that's basically direct sunlight. And the further away you go, the more indirect it becomes. I eventually upgraded from this lamp to my favorite one that I personally have ever bought, which is the Soltec Solution Aspect Light, Pendant Light. Dude, it is an amazing, amazing light. It is super, super bright. It's full spectrum. And it's LED, which is even better, and it comes with a timer, which is great. And the best part about the timer is you can really mold. I shouldn't say mold. You really can't mold the timer, but you can choose the exact hours. You know, so you can be like, oh, I want to turn on 7 a.m., turn off at 6 p.m., what have you. It is really, really nice. It also gives a really good light. If you've ever looked into my past Instagram feed, sometimes I took pictures underneath that light, and the light is amazing. It's a nice soft diffused like yellow white light, you know what I mean? And it's just amazing. It really did very well for my plants, and my plants just blossomed even in winter. Okay, when I say blossom, I mean grew. None of them really flowered, except for my Hoya multiflora. My Hoya multiflora loves that light. And I hung it on my ceiling, and about 4 feet away, that is about bright indirect light. That is the brightest indirect light you can get without bright light. And I kind of went down from there, which was really helpful for when I was like sort of staging my plants. I put a lot of whatever plant needed the highest indirect light on top of my racks, and then kind of went down from there. And then I had a section of a shelving that was probably about a foot away from the light, but not directly underneath it. So that sort of provided bright direct light. Well, I shouldn't say bright, but it was basically direct light. So any of my, like any succulent type plants that I had that needed the full sun, I would put underneath there. It wasn't the greatest. It didn't really work for them as much. Some of my succulents still got a little leggy, but not as leggy as it would have if I had it either lower on a shelf or without it at all. So this, that Soltec Solution Aspect Light, honestly, mwah, beautiful, beautiful light. It also looks nice, which I think is the best part. The grow light that I have that I'm using now, which I first bought, the three-headed one, it doesn't look great. But at the same time, all I care about is my plants, and I want them to do well. So I'm working on trying to get to make a stand for my aspect light so I don't have to drill into the ceiling again, because, you know, living in apartments, it's difficult. But my old apartment said, yeah, that's fine, you can do that. So really, really cool. But I'm working on trying to make a stand for my aspect light, something that's pretty high up, and see if that'll work. Cross your fingers. I think it will. But instead of getting all super incredibly technical or buying these lights, because I should mention that the Soltec Solution Aspect Light is basically $200. The one that I have was $200. There's a smaller one, which is like about $150. That works as well. But for the amount of plants that I had, the large one was the one that I needed. But that, like I said, $200. Breaks the bank just a little bit. But something that you can do as well is sort of make your own grow light, because essentially what you need is the light bulb to give off the light that you need, right? I spoke with Matthew and Steven from Plant Daddy Podcast about this a long time ago, and, you know, wanted some tips and tricks on grow light bulbs. And I wanted to test them out myself before I actually spoke about them on the show, because I'm all about testing things out before I tell you guys. So Matthew said you should get LED light bulbs with Kelvin rating between 4,000 and 6,500. So that's sort of the heat, if you will, that gives off, with the highest wattage that the fixture that you have can withstand. And then you want a CRI of 85 and then more, or more of that, because that represents the full light spectrum. So really important. Kelvin rating between 4,000 and 6,500, and a CRI over 85 plus. Over 85 plus, that's sort of redundant, but a CRI of over 85. And I would recommend an LED bulb, because one, they'll last longer, they don't burn as hot, and your electricity bill will thank you for it if you use an LED light. And the nice thing is you could put it in any fixture that you want. So if you really care about aesthetics and how things look, this might be the way for you to go. Or you can do the aspect light, because that honestly, that looks really, really nice. It's a really nice light. But if you get a light bulb that has all of those specs on it, you can go ahead and throw them into a lamp that you really, really like. Or maybe a lamp that you already have in that area, and then just boop, put it in, boom, grow light. Something that you can also do is your overhead ceiling lights. Just know, though, that you might need to leave that on for way longer than like 6 to 8 hours. You might want to leave it on for 12 to even probably 16 hours to make sure that all of your plants get all the light that it needs. Just because of how, if you think about it, how far away overhead lighting can be, depending on how tall your ceilings are, right? Obviously, if you have 8-foot ceilings and you have, say, a plant stand at 4 feet high or 5 feet high, you have a plant on top of that, you might not need to put it on as long, but you might want to supplement with maybe lamps that are lower or something like that, just to get the plants that are sort of down below it to make sure that all of your plants are getting all of the light it needs. A lot of issues that we run into in the winter is, you know, we're seeing either a ton of dieback, or just plants just not looking so well because maybe the color is fading, and that's because it just needs more light. So getting grow lights is a good way to supplement the light that you're already getting. But just remember that it's supplementing. The natural light that the sun gives off way more things. Not exactly sure what else to call it, but gives off way more things that the plant actually needs. And it's not just the fact that it's light, you know what I mean? So if you have maybe, let's say, like a north-facing window or an east-facing window, that's a good place to put a grow light. For maybe 6 to 8 hours just to supplement the light that it's getting, because in those times, usually the light is pretty weak, or you don't get any light that comes in at all with the north-facing window. So having that grow light will really help supplement the light that the north or east-facing windows get. In the winter, maybe especially if you're further up north from the equator, even at a south or west-facing window, a grow light for maybe 4 or 5 hours towards like the early evening might be a good idea, just to give your plants a little bit of extra light, because by the time, you know, the sun rises and then it sets, it's probably only like, what, 6-7 hours of sunlight, you know, so you might want to give them a little bit more light just to help them out, unless you want to put them in a dormancy period. However, a lot of our plants are from tropical areas and do not get dormancy periods. So it is a good idea to get some grow lights. And so you can, like I said, get grow lights, specific lights, specifically for plants. I do recommend the Soltech Solution Aspect Light. It is a little pricey, but it is a good one to go, especially if you can drill into your ceiling, especially if you like own a home. It's a great one. It looks great, which is the best part, is that it looks great too. Or make sure you get just a light bulb with the correct specs. Again, it's Kelvin reading of 4,000 to 6,500 and a CRI over 85. That'll give you the best light bulb for your plants. Then you can stick that in any lamp. So if you have any other further questions about grow lights or anything similar, go ahead and follow me on Instagram and send me a message there, The Plant Nook Podcast. You can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. Don't forget to check out the merch shop. And yeah. And like I said, I might be going bi-weekly. We'll see. We'll see how things go. School starts on Tuesday for me. So, and basically I've already started, because since I'm a TA, I've been prepping and making sure that, you know, the first week is going to go out without a hitch. Luckily, we don't have labs the first week, so I don't have to teach the first week. But the second week, I'm making sure that I'm getting ready for that, making sure I have all my stuff for class and everything. So, well, that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.